This month, both chambers of the Florida legislature rejected expanding Medicaid under the federal health care law. On Saturday, 75 activists crowded the small parking lot in front of Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford's Wesley Chapel office. Activists marched almost a mile along a busy stretch of highway and demanded that Weatherford and other state lawmakers change their minds.
I see so many children who need medical care whose parents cannot afford to take them anywhere but the emergency room.
That's Polk County resident and retired public school teacher Linda McMullen.
It's not working, it hasn't worked, and it will not work in the future. We need to take advantage of affordable health care as is laid out by the federal government in the Obamacare health plan.
Many hospitals and physicians have gotten on board with supporting Medicaid expansion, including Tampa General ER doctor Jason Wilson.
My patients need access to health care, and you know, without it, they face catastrophic financial situations when they come to see me, and I'm essentially their last resort. You know, they've come to my emergency department because they have nowhere else to go.
But even though Wilson said a lot of uninsured people wind up in the ER for ailments that could have been treated at lower cost facilities, those with Medicaid can get more preventative care.
Their access to primary care is excellent. Their access to primary care is about the same as a private insurance company. So their access to primary care goes way up. We think we do very good care in the emergency department, but at the same time, we want to have a continuity of care and a network of care so people are getting the right access to primary care, too.
Right now, Wilson said about 20% of his patients are Medicaid recipients.
And then another probably 15%, you know, probably could qualify for Medicaid if we expand it.
Provisions in the Affordable Care Act would provide funding for states to expand Medicaid to include more people. But critics have claimed it's risky to rely on federal dollars that could one day be taken away from states. Community activist Judy Brueggemann criticized Florida House Speaker Will Weatherford for opposing the expansion, even though his own family admittedly benefited from Medicaid.
Surely, if his own baby brother was helped by Medicaid, surely he can understand why the citizens of the state need the expansion.
Obamacare!
Who doesn't care?
Weatherford!
Other supporters of Medicaid expansion argue lawmakers don't fully understand the impacts of not having access to health care. One of them, Gary Gibbons, helped organize the rally in front of Weatherford's office.
You see in the papers where the legislature 2 weeks ago decides that they're going to vote themselves a cost annually, monthly of $8.54 for each legislator for their own health care, and their family coverage is $50. And yet they say no to taking Medicaid expansion. And, you know, they can afford their own coverage, and yet they're saying no to people who can't. It's just wrong.
Weatherford's office was closed during the rally, but activists left several signs behind demanding lawmakers expand Medicaid. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Wesley Chapel.